And we are now joined by Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Rich. Good morning, everybody. It's kind of the Rich and Jesse show today.
Today it is. You want to just stick around for the rest of the morning? I mean, you don't have anything else important to do, well, I'm sure.
I've got a meeting at 8:30.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I can have you out of here by like 8:15. Okay. No problem. Yeah. I know. It just sounds like exactly what you want to be doing this morning. Hey, this is actually the first time I think we've been able to talk to you this year. How you been?
I've been off and on sick. Other than that, I think everybody's got some kind of a crud here
yep,
and there.
Yep.
Otherwise, everything's going well. New building's fantastic.
Yeah.
Staffing levels are good. So.
Oh, good. So, yeah. You know, all is right.
Yeah, I had 32 people apply for our open jail spot, this correctional officer spot. So
that is very good news.
Yes, very good.
That's got to be the highest number you've seen in 4 or 5 years for an open spot.
Yes,
that's great.
Yep,
so. That's great. Well, before we get into what's been going on, I just want to touch on road conditions this morning, and you know, we got a little freezing rain and then a little snow on top of that. You came up from Faribault. How are the roads that you saw?
So my county road was actually salted and sanded. So okay. Thank you guys for doing that. Highway 3 was good. Average speed, I would say, is like 45 to 50.
Okay.
People are slowing down, which is good.
Yep.
My staff are up on the interstate dealing with some crashes up on the northern county line. So there's always that transition from the metro
yep.
to here. So.
Yep.
Just got to slow down.
Yeah, we did have a report of 3 accidents on 35 between Highway 19 and Lakeville. So, yeah. So just you know, give it a little extra time, folks. You don't have to be in that much of a hurry. Take it from someone who's been late to almost everything he's ever done. It's going to be okay, I promise you.
Just leave a little early.
Exactly right. So we have a couple of things to discuss. You want to talk about, what do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about the ice on the lakes.
Okay.
So I know we have, as of this last Monday, we had open water on Mazaska, Shields, French, and Cedar Lakes.
Wow.
Which is really kind of strange.
Yeah.
But some of the people we've talked to said that they've seen a lot of bubbling in the mm-hmm. water. So mm-hmm. I don't know if it's gases coming up and opening the water or if it was... the sunshine and the swirling winds that yeah. open something up, but it's got to be careful.
Well, it's been a kind of a, I mean, I would qualify this as a cold winter to this point. But it's been weird. Like it got super cold.
Yep.
Everything froze. Then it warmed up a little bit. Then it got super cold again. And then we had that warm snap last week where it was like 50 degrees for a couple of days. How much ice is on the lakes right now?
So we have about 18 inches.
Okay. All right.
But my advice would be to drive where other people are driving. Don't venture off and don't just assume because somebody's got a one-ton truck parked on this side of the lake, that side of the lake is safe.
Okay. So. All right. Just if someone else does it first, then it's okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got a press release yesterday from Rice County that you folks have taken possession of a new safety or armored safety vehicle, or what do we call this thing?
So we purchased a Lenco Bearcat.
Okay.
So it's an armored vehicle, long overdue for our area, the closest one. So we're part of the South Metro SWAT team in Rice mm-hmm. County, so mm-hmm. with Dakota County, and the closest one was in Rosemont. Okay. And that's a 2005 model, I believe. So law enforcement doesn't get to not respond to certain calls, right? So
right.
we can't say we're not open today or that's too dangerous.
exactly.
So we have to
we're
go
not
to
equipped
calls,
for
right?
that, right.
So we want to have the ability to respond and save people and protect victims. And this gives us the ability to drive up to a house, establish conversation,
mm-hmm.
and see if we can de-escalate the situation, but it also keeps our staff safe.
Okay. All right. So just give me some details on this thing. It's when we talk about an armored vehicle, what does that mean? What are we talking about? Oh, I'm putting you on the spot here, man. I'm sorry.
So if you look back at the Burnsville incident,
yeah,
the South Metro SWAT used their Bearcat in that situation, which mm-hmm. it got shot up.
Yep.
But the people inside, the officers inside were safe.
All right.
So it can take certain rifle rounds and stuff like that. Okay.
All right. Gotcha.
Tires don't go flat.
Right. Okay. So,
yeah.
Cool. And that's, I mean, you said the closest one was an hour away. Like in this area, I mean, obviously there's call for it. There's a need for it. How often would, like, I saw in the press release that,
so I think our South Metro SWAT team used theirs like 15 times last year. So.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's not like this is, just going to sit in the garage. Yeah,
and I put it this way. A new squad car fully equipped is between $80,000 and $85,000.
Yeah.
And we get a new one every 5 years.
Yeah.
So this was $338,000.
Okay.
It's going to last 20 years. So 5 times 85, it's almost the same exact amount of money.
In fact, it's a little bit of a cost savings in there.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's great. Okay. And you brought some numbers with you for the safety numbers for last year, I think.
Yeah. So I just had my office meeting with my staff. So I always go over, you know, what are we doing out there, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
Calls for service.
Yeah.
So in 2023, we had 18,000 calls for service. Last year, we went down a little bit, so we're like that 15,500.
Okay.
So then I always look at what's like Northfield PD doing. So they had almost 28,000 calls for service. And then Fairway had 24,000 calls for service.
Wow.
So we're busy.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, you got plenty going on there.
Yeah, and then I like my staff to be out there being proactive, doing traffic stops.
Yep.
Kind of losing my voice because I'm still kind of sick. But so this year we had just under 5,500 traffic stops for Rice County.
Okay.
And then Northfield was at like around 5,000. Oh, sorry. Yeah. 5,045, and Faribault was at a little over 3,000.
Okay. So. All right. Do you have the comparative numbers to 2023? Are we still driving too fast? Are those numbers still going in the wrong direction?
So we made about 500 more traffic stops in Rice County in 2024.
Okay, folks, seriously, slow down.
Hey. Yeah, and it's all about education, reminding people, and I think when I look at the numbers, we probably write, depending on the deputy, some people write more tickets than others, but about 10%. Are getting citations. So.
Okay. All right. So, what else you got there?
Our drone team.
Yeah.
Last year we had 62. We used our drone 62 times last year.
62 times. Wow. Yeah.
So, and we had 26 actual training events as well. So, it's a very good tool. I think I have 5 of them now, and I have 7 trained pilots. So, it gives us the ability to respond faster because deputies have them in their squad cars.
Oh, cool.
And then, so.
All right. That's
a great tool to have.
Yeah. And you're using that for, like, last time we talked about drones, I think you were talking about surveying the land for the.
We help out, like, the highway department and environmental services. And we just have to make sure we follow all the federal guidelines. And
right. And your 7 pilots are well trained, I'm sure. Yep. Yeah.
And then our canines, we're down to 2 canines right now. We had a deputy leave to go to a different agency.
And he took the dog with him.
Yes. Okay. Well, I sold it to him. It's, okay. It's kind of the, you know, it's your family,
right? Yeah, I suppose. It's absolutely.
That perspective.
Absolutely.
So we're a little low there. We had about 15 call-outs last year. But we had one canine in training half of the year, and then the other guy had left. So,
yeah.
It's... We're down to one for a little while, but
what is the process if you have to replace a canine officer? What is the process that you have to go through with that?
So you have to first find a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we pay about $12,000 to $15,000 for the puppy.
Are they always German Shepherds?
German Shepherd or a Malinois? Kind of. Sometimes they're a blend of those two.
Okay.
And then there's about 12 to 16 weeks of training. And then,
which sounds like not a very long amount of time for everything that they can do. That's kind of amazing that you get
the dogs are handpicked based on the handler's personality.
You get the smart ones. Yeah,
that's why we pay so much for them, right?
Yeah.
And then they go through that training process, certifications, and then they're on the road. So
okay, all right. So it's a 6-month-ish process.
Takes a while. Like that. Yep. All right. And that's if the first dog makes it through the academy.
Right. Yeah. Right. So right.
Sometimes that doesn't work out.
Yeah. So it's actually not that much different from a patrol officer then.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. No. So. Anything else we should be discussing, Sheriff?
We can just, I think, on the Salvation Army side of things.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the actual final number, but last number I saw, we were about that 96,000 amount.
That's
the county.
Really impressive.
And our Jim Dale, God rest his soul, goal was 100,000. So.
Yeah, yeah. And Jim Dale, I gotta say this. $100,000 has always felt like an ambitious goal in Rice County. And without Jim this year, I really didn't expect to see, I didn't expect the number to get close, right? But that's really impressive that we're at $96,000. That's fantastic. Yeah. And again, I've had this conversation with Don Pavic. Jim Dale passed away November, December. He was the guy who coordinated the Red Kettle campaign for years with Rice County Salvation Army, and that was as good a man as I've known around here.
Yeah, so he did a great job. And then on the Faribault side, we have Randy Tuioff, and does a lot on the Faribault side. But Jim pushed a lot of numbers, and he always said we could hit our goal if we could fill our spots, our slots for people to be ringing the bell. And we had a pretty good percentage this year.
So. He worked tirelessly at that, because I was getting calls from him all the time. Hey, can I come on the radio and pitch it? And B, Rich, you should sign up for another. You should sign up for another shift. Okay, Sheriff Jesse Thomas, we always thank you for your time. It's good to see you, sir.